Hello and welcome to a special palace intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. The Queen has been advised to rest for 2 weeks and will cancel official visits after a hospital stay. An official statement says, following on from their recent advice that the Queen should rest for a few days, Her Majesty's doctors have advised that she should continue to rest for at least the next 2 weeks. The doctors have advised that Her Majesty can continue to undertake light, desk-based duties during this time, including some virtual audiences, but not to undertake any official visits. Her Majesty regrets that this means she will be unable to attend the Festival of Remembrance on Saturday, the 13th of November. However, it remains the Queen's firm intention to be present for the National Service of Remembrance on Remembrance Sunday, the 14th. This follows the release of a photo of Her Majesty looking chipper. The Mirror describes the photo as a happy-looking monarch wearing a floral dress and a pearl necklace in the image, which sees her looking cheery as she delivered the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry to English poet David Constantine. The Daily Beast asks the difficult question, can anyone convince Queen Elizabeth to step down? The Beast writes, as messages go, those coming out of Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle over the past 7 days have been decidedly mixed. On Wednesday last week, the knackered Queen cancelled an important trip to Northern Ireland at the last minute and was dramatically admitted to the hospital, a fact which her aides tried and failed to cover up. She then missed church on Sunday and has failed to even walk her beloved dogs for the past week as she rested up in the wake of the mystery health situation. On Tuesday, things became truly surreal. All morning, her aides insisted there was no change to her scheduled keynote attendance at the COP26 climate summit, which begins on Monday. Rumours about the true state of her health were intensifying when suddenly photographs were being handed out of the Queen as she greeted a new ambassador via video link at Buckingham Palace. The new ambassador was from South Korea, but the steely image control by the sovereign, no video, multiple photos of the hale and hearty Queen grinning as broadly as if she had won the lotto, seemed to owe more to the North Korean playbook. The gambit worked. Social media was awash with hard-assed Queen commentary. But just a few hours later, at 6 p.m. Tuesday, the facade came tumbling down when it was dramatically announced that the Queen would not, after all, be attending the COP26 climate summit. Following advice from unspecified quarters, she was regretfully not attending. The Queen's dogmatic insistence that she will never abdicate stems, as is well known, from the abdication crisis of 1936, when her uncle, Edward VIII, gave up the throne to marry Wallis Simpson. Those events did indeed plunge the monarchy into uncertainty and chaos, but Edward had been on the throne for fewer than 11 months and was in perfect health when he abandoned his duty. He was 42, not 95. There is no similarity to a putative scenario in which the Queen were to abdicate now other than the word abdicate. It's unlikely too many people would have traumatic flashbacks to 1936 in the event of it happening. But the Queen is determined to stay on the throne until the day she dies, and there really is no one who can have the difficult decision with her about stepping aside and who she would listen to. As she enters the final years of her life, there is a compelling case to be made that the best thing Queen Elizabeth could do would be to hand the reins over to her son. Otherwise, as happened with Prince Philip until he finally retired, every missed event, every uneven step, every production of a walking stick will become a morbid dissection of her health, entirely overshadowing the duty at hand. Hopefully Her Majesty is feeling well, and you won't hear from me until Monday. And there you have it. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is a special Palace Intrigue and good times.